Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 8th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We live here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Prepare these messages each weekday, calling our online ministry Daily Encouragement Net. Well, it's a special day for us today. It's our 33rd anniversary. And the title of our message is simply Honoring Marriage. The scripture text is a brief portion from Hebrews 13, verse 4.
Marriage should be honored by all.
The other day I visited a man in a local assisted living facility as part of our chaplaincy work. I've talked with Charles and his wife Catherine on numerous occasions. And Charles and I share the unusual distinction of flying in a P-51. He is a pilot during World War II, and me behind the pilot, which was my cousin's husband, when I was in high school back in the early 70s.
Charles and Catherine recently celebrated their 60th anniversary and had a nice article written up about them in the local paper along with their wedding photo and a current photo. And we feature today a photo of them taking at the Christmas party this last December.
Well, as we visited, I noticed Charles just didn't seem himself. It was unusual to see him by himself in his room. He proceeded to tell me that Catherine had just been moved to another facility for more skilled care. He was really missing her and concerned for her well-being. They are a vibrant couple and such a blessing to visit. Their love for each other is so evident. Well, I prayed with Charles and told him we would drop by and see his wife, which we plan to do so in probably about an hour. They truly have a marriage worthy of honor.
Well, today is a special day for Stephen and me as well. 33 years ago, May 8th, 1976, during the summer break after our junior year in Bible college, we tied the knot in a sacred ceremony in the little Indian town of Sapulpa, Oklahoma, very near my home. We're very thankful for a loving, lasting marriage. We shared our anniversary meal last night at the Red Lobster, since we're busy through much of today.
Well, Hebrews is written to believers under intense persecution to encourage them to remain faithful to the gospel of Jesus Christ. But in the 13th chapter, the writer provides some very specific and practical teaching that seems to aim right at the heart of our own generation, with a statement esteeming marriage and warning against immorality and materialism. That would be in Hebrews 13, 4 and 5.
Originating at the very beginning of creation, God established the marriage of a man and woman as the most fundamental human relationship. Christ powerfully affirmed the institution of marriage when he said, "Haven't you read that at the beginning the Creator made them male and female and said, 'For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.'" And that's from Matthew 19, 4 and 5. The Apostle Paul affirmed the value of marriage in several of his writings.
I should point out that Peter did as well, another writer in the epistles. Yet marriage is under horrific attack today by the evil one whose intent was and is to steal, kill, and destroy, and distort all that is sacred. The downward progression has gone from broken marriages or divorce to ignoring marriage, immorality, to redefining what marriage foundationally constitutes, and of course that's the current attempts by the homosexual movement. Well, the last is unique to our own age. In fact, in just the last 10 years, surely when God's fundamental human institution is so greatly violated, judgment will soon follow. We already see this evidence of this in lifestyles and perversions unimaginable to us at one time are becoming more and more commonplace. One can only wonder what's next. Well, today we call upon genuine followers of Christ to honor marriage. We find this statement by all interesting in the daily text. I believe it's an inclusive statement regarding every one of us, no matter our age or experience. We should respect and honor the sacred institution of marriage. If you're married, perhaps happily, and realistically, perhaps not, choose to honor your marriage and other marriages today. If you're single and long for a mate, or perhaps you're single and God has given you the gift of celibacy, honor marriage. if you're widowed and the deep, deep grief still lingers, honor marriage. And if you're divorced and the pain and disappointment still stings, still honor marriage. Today, let us all esteem and honor the sacred institution of marriage as mandated by God.
Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for Jesus, who is a friend that sticks closer than a brother or a sister, who never leaves us nor forsakes us. We also thank you for the companionship of a marriage partner who walks alongside us during the ups, downs, and the winding pathways of our journey below. Help us to be vigilant in preserving our sacred vows and honoring the institution of marriage. We want to be united as two, blending together as one, as we live in harmony with you. Amen.
Amen. We do bless our various readers out there and listeners, your marriages, and those of you that have also been hurt. Brooksine has a special note to that category. Today, we have a lot of other material on the site today. We actually have some photos from our photo album, a photo taken during our engagement, a wedding, from Fag David Simpson, who was my best man at the wedding. And for your interest, a current photo, if you have not seen us, you can kind of look at how we have aged. Well, we ask you to pardon that phone ring a few minutes ago. I get a reminder, this is not a professionally run ministry. We run this from our home, and Brooksine was expecting a call from a doctor, and we're having some little issues with Esther. Most of you know that she's a heart kid, our daughter Esther, and I don't know if that's what that was about or not. It was, so we're glad she took the call. I continued on. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. The message again today is Friday, May 8th, 2009. We do have one suggested song today. It's a little bit syrupy, I suppose, some would claim, but I like it. I've liked it since I first heard it. It's called When God Made You. It's kind of a love song. It does tie into recognition that the Lord is a part of our lives. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful, and today be encouraged.